Brethren, we're going to start now, and we're going to open with the use of hymn number 219. And Brother Wilson, would you favor us with leading our singing? Sorry. Would you lead our singing for us? Hymn 219. This is our Thanksgiving convention. We're glad that you came early enough to be involved in the opening introduction. We have some thoughts from Luke, the 17th chapter. Now, you may remember the occasion when 10 lepers were cleansed by our Lord. This is a remarkable experience because I don't remember, other than the feeding of 5,000 and 4,000, where a miracle involved so many people at one time. But you know the story well. The 10 lepers were cleansed. And I suppose if any of you had been really cleansed of leprosy, you'd be awestruck, and then you'd be filled with thanks. But on this occasion, only one returned to give thanks. And of course, our Lord made a note of this. He made a point of it. He made a lesson of it. And he just, as he often did, rather than rebuking too harshly, which he rarely did, he merely asked a question. When the one came back and said, well, where are the nine? You know, the token of a good teacher is to implant a lesson pointedly with very few words. So you don't get lost in the verbiage, but nobody that was by him would have missed the lesson. Now we have some words written by a gentleman who I grew up respecting very highly. This is by Brother Gilbert some years ago. Did their joy in the gift cause them to quickly forget the giver? Yes, it is possible, even for those who have received much, to take God's favors for granted. When I read that, I thought, well, there's nobody, including those 10 lepers, that have more cause for thanks than we who have received something even more wonderful. We've seen a cleansing from the leprosy of sin. And then we've got beyond that, the high calling, which even as much as we think about it, we probably can't estimate its true grandeur properly. Thankfulness, genuine gratitude, is considered a mark of, now this word surprised me a little bit, but it's true, of maturity and gentility among all honorable people. But even then, it remains only a gesture unless it comes from the heart in real appreciation of the goodness of the giver. The one leper, when he realized he had been healed, deliberately turned back to where Jesus was. Heedless of all about him, he praised God with a loud voice, falling on his face at Jesus' feet. He thanked him publicly. There is a lesson of thankfulness here for all people. It is not surprising to find numerous scriptural injunctions to Christian thanksgiving for all things, at all times, in all circumstances. Indeed, the Christian life is to be one of thankfulness. And as 1 Corinthians 4:7 says, modified a little bit, what have we that we haven't received? And therefore, whatever good we have, we can express thanks. Psalms 107, 21 and 22 are relevant to every believer in Christ Jesus. Quote, oh, that men would praise Jehovah for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Now, you remember under the law, one of the five kind of offerings was a thank offering. The thank offering was something even Paul refers to in Hebrews, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. The psalmist associates the qualities of praise, sacrifice, and witness to others with the discharge of the debt of gratitude. So those are some thoughts that help me at least focus on this quality a little better, and perhaps by that focus, keep it in mind when the occasion arises more earnestly. We're going to continue now with hymn 149, and following this, we're going to have a prayer by Brother Ken Allison, and then we're going to go to the other room, and I want to just advise you of a little mishap. There have been mishaps in preparation for us, and so there might be a little delay, but if you ever have occasion to express a word of thanks to the help in there, I can tell you this would be the appropriate time, because they are a little frantic right now. But we'll have now hymn 149.
Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy most precious name. Father, we humbly and reverently bow before you today to give you thanks for bringing us together with those of like precious faith that we may be together in fellowship and learn more about you, Father. We pray for those that are still on their journey that you be with them, that they arrive safely. We give you special thanks, Father, for the brethren here in San Diego who have prepared this and prepared the meal that we are about to partake of. We give you thanks for thy dear son. We pray for thy kingdom to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, brethren, the food is prepared in the far room over, and then you'll take your food and eat it in the one that's just a little bit closer, for those who have been here before. And don't remember to give thanks to them, because they need it. Thank you.